Hi.
Hi.
Hello. We're back after what, 5 years?
Yeah, it
It feels like a whole lifetime because the
exactly.
pandemic is still happening. And at this point, I honestly thought it would be done or the world would be ended already, but we're
Yeah.
in an ongoing crisis.
We're still here.
We're still here.
Fair
It is what
enough.
it is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, today we're going to be doing an episode. Am I going first this time or are you going first, Rinky?
You go first if you want. Like I don't
Okay.
have a preference. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And our new format, which has been new for like 3 years now, but we don't post. So just reminding you that our new format is just one of us is going to talk for the episode and the other one's going to listen. And yeah, hopefully we get back into the swing of things because I'm pretty sure we've lost our way a little bit and
Yeah.
we're not going to be as smooth as we were. We weren't that smooth before either.
But still, we had some progress.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah. Oh, by the way, this is those dumb ghouls.
Nice.
That's
Way at the
Rinky.
end. And that's Karishma.
And we're two cousins who talk about everything dumb. Not really. We also talk about spooky things and crazy things and creepy things that are happening in the world. And
Yeah.
that's our way of coping with the disaster that is this world.
Exactly.
So, jumping straight into the topic then, the topic that I'm doing today is doppelgangers. I
Nice.
don't know if we've covered it before because I don't remember, but if we have, I don't care. I'm still doing it.
Sounds good.
So doppelganger is a German word that refers to a wraith or an apparition that has no shadows and is basically a replica of a living person, which is kind of creepy.
Yeah.
And in legends, these apparitions were apparently considered bad omens or even signs of impending death. And if a person or a relative saw someone who looked like their loved one, it was said that their loved one was in danger or would be really sick soon. And if the person themselves saw their doppelganger, it was said that it was an omen of death. So if you saw someone that was you, basically, you were going to die soon.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I once watched a show where it was like, do
The
you know
Vampire
Vampire
Diaries.
Diaries? Yeah.
Yes.
So they had the concept of doppelgangers, and I thought that was interesting. But then they like went crazy with it, and I think there were like five doppelgangers, and I was like, oh my
I'm
God.
rewatching The Vampire Diaries right now. I'm
Really?
on season four, yes,
Okay,
and I am
how
addicted. I've
it's
only seen
good.
Catherine as the doppelganger so far.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I like spoiled
I don't know who the other ones are, though, so.
Sorry, but it's good. Like, it's really good up till season three, four-ish.
And
Because,
then it
like,
gets boring and repetitive, which is
yeah,
why I'm
I
stuck on
binged
it.
it. Yeah, I binged it. Like, I binged season one to three in like a short amount of time, and then I was like, oh, okay. But
Yeah.
it's good initially.
Yeah.
Like, it's really
So
good.
I remember watching it till season four, and then
Yeah.
after season four, I kind of like fell off. So I never watched it past that. But I got
Okay.
onto the originals bandwagon there.
Oh, okay.
That show was amazing. I was in love
Really?
with Klaus and Elijah. And honestly, that was where I realized that I don't like normal men. I like the villains, which is very sad, but this is
No,
why I'm
but
not
I mean
attracted to people in real life,
I
because that's my expectation.
mean there's a lot of villains in real life, except they're not like the
Not
story
the hot
villains.
ones.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
Well, that was very off topic. But yes, Vampire Diaries. Maybe we'll create a podcast about that.
Yeah, I can't. There's just so
Watching The
much that
Vampire
goes
Diaries.
on. Yeah.
We can't even keep one podcast up, let alone two. Let's be real.
Yeah. But we'll try.
But yeah, so some of the surrounding stories around doppelgangers suggest that these apparitions would give their shadow, which is the person that's living, bad
Yeah.
advice. And generally, it would be very misleading or would come to like a place of malice. And these apparitions would kind of attempt to plant these sinister ideas in their victim's mind to cause them confusion and ultimately cause them death. And then they would take over their life.
Okay.
Which, again, is very creepy.
Yeah.
So it's advised that if you ever see your doppelganger, do not communicate with them, because that mm-hmm. opens a channel for them to start giving you these bad advices. Okay. That's going to lead to your doom ultimately.
Yeah. If I saw somebody that looked like me, I'm not going near them. Like, I'm sorry.
Exactly. That is hella creepy.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, one of the most famous stories of someone seeing a doppelganger is with mm-hmm. Abe Lincoln, which mm-hmm. is what I asked you. I was like, have we done this before? Because I don't remember if we did. I think
we did Abe Lincoln with the lizard people thing, maybe.
Or
I don't know.
Maybe the dreams. Or, I think it was maybe the dreams thing.
Maybe. He's in more than one ways.
Yeah.
Relevant.
Exactly. But yeah. Apparently it was the mm-hmm. night before Mr. Lincoln's first election. Mm-hmm. And he was sitting on his couch and he kind of like looked over in front of him and there was a mirror that was mm-hmm. hanging there. Mm-hmm. And the mirror was like any normal mirror. He saw himself.
Yeah.
But unlike a normal mirror, a second face appeared. And that face, besides his own, was also his own, except it was much paler mm-hmm. and it looked very ghostly.
Uh-huh.
And that obviously kind of freaked him out. So he stood up. And as soon as he stood up, it disappeared. And then when he told his wife, Mary, about this, she was hysterical because at the time it was still believed that these doppelganger images were bad omens mm-hmm. and a certain sign that Lincoln wouldn't survive his presidency. Mm-hmm. And as we know from history, that is actually something that happened and turned out to be true. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the more famous cases of a doppelganger. Another super famous encounter that I think should have been included, in my opinion, because I feel like that's more dear to yours and mine's heart, Rinky.
Okay.
is one of Catherine the Great.
Oh.
Because we both are obsessed with the show The Great. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh
my goodness. So in Catherine's case, she was actually uh-huh. sleeping one night when a bunch of her servants came running to her uh-huh. and they were really frantic because they'd just seen her enter the throne room and sit down on her throne and they knew uh-huh. she'd been sleeping. So it wasn't her.
Uh-huh.
And as we know, Catherine wasn't just one to believe things without any proof. Mm-hmm. You know, she was a very science driven and like investigative woman. And she decided that she'd conduct an investigation on this. Mm-hmm. So upon investigating, she actually found the claims to be true because she also saw herself sitting on the throne.
Interesting.
And she requested that the guards shoot the imposter because mm-hmm. that's crazy that someone would do that. Mm-hmm. And the history books don't really say what happened to the spirit once it was shot. Mm-hmm. But it is known that within 2 weeks of this encounter with her own doppelganger, Catherine mm-hmm. died. So some of the legends are true, where these encounters have led to deaths for people.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my two famous stories.
Uh-huh.
The third story I kind of scoured Reddit for because Reddit has everything.
Don't we always? Yeah.
Exactly. Reddit has everything.
Yeah.
And it's from the user QuietVoice 4846. If you ever mm-hmm. want to look for it. And the subject line of the thread is, my husband and I have seen another me. Okay.
All right. Is this what subreddit was this on?
I have no idea. I just Googled it. And it was like doppelganger Reddit. And then it just came up.
Honestly, 90% of my searches are what I'm looking for. Reddit.
Exactly.
So Reddit. Yeah.
You can find everything you need on Reddit, honestly.
Yeah.
Except this morning. Well, not this morning. Yesterday night when I was searching for my other topic that I didn't save the research for.
Uh-huh.
Which was Dumas Beach. I don't know if you're familiar with that beach, but it's a beach in Surat, Gujarat. Because mm-hmm. I wanted to do something from India because, you know, I just like all Indian horror stories. So that's what I was looking for. I could not find anything on Reddit for that other than, I've heard it's super haunted, but no story. So I was like, this sucks.
Yeah. There's a lot of weird things in India, and the reason like I don't like doing like a focus on that for my stories is because it's creepy and it hits home. Because like you just know that there's some spiritual energy in India, like it's just a fact.
Yeah, like, and it's like honestly, it's like such an old like country that it's almost impossible for there not to be something like this lingering.
Yes.
The history can be pretty dark there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a lot of massacres and a lot of untimely and scary deaths. So yes, I feel like India, there's so many parts of India that are definitely haunted. And it doesn't even have to be like famous parts. Even like stories that people have of their homes there. Really creepy.
There's so many of those. Like, I don't think you can go to a person in India and be like, is this place not haunted? Like, for sure.
I'm sure there are places that aren't haunted. But I feel like there's more that are than not.
Probably.
Back on topic though. Yes. My third story is from Reddit, and we'll call the user Kayla because obviously there's no name and I like using names. So Kayla was pregnant at the time, and as such she'd have to wake up pretty often at night to go to the bathroom. But the week before that she posted this post on Reddit, each night she'd be leaving the bathroom and she'd see her own reflection in the mirror standing still while she was leaving. And from the corner of her eye, she would see it looking at her.
As she was creepy.
I would honestly die if, if I saw that. I would have a heart attack.
So I was watching this show called Lock and Key where...
I love that show.
Oh, you watch it?
Yes.
Okay, so I watched like the first couple of episodes, and the first time that they show like somebody looking in the mirror and then there's another image looking back, that's all I can see, and that's so creepy.
Yes,
like that is. That's all I picture in my head, and like I'm freaking out because that was the scariest thing.
Yeah, that's the same thing with Kayla. She was terrified. So every time she would leave the bathroom, she wouldn't even look in the mirror anymore. And she would almost run out of the bathroom. And she ignored it for a few days and didn't really tell her husband because she didn't want to acknowledge it out loud that this was happening to her. And the day that she posted this message, she was taking a nap in their bedroom. And her husband was sitting on a chair besides their bed and he was watching TV. And when she woke up, her husband told her that from the corner of his eyes, he'd seen her sit up and kind of crawl backwards to the edge of the bed and then stand up and stand outside of the room. And he thought it was weird because she'd gotten up like that. And that was really abnormal for a human, let alone a pregnant woman to do that. And she was having a lot of trouble moving those days anyways because she was pretty late into her pregnancy. So he was like, hey, what are you doing? Or he asked her like what was happening and if she was okay. But he got no answer. And then when he got no answer, he looked that way and there was no one there. And he saw her sleeping on the bed. So Kayla was obviously really freaked out and told him that this she'd seen herself in the mirror and kind of seen herself watch herself from the mirror. And both her and her husband were super freaked out by this and decided they didn't really want to talk about it because they thought that this would give the thing power. And after this thread, there is no update from Kayla at all. And it is so freaky that she hasn't responded.
That's crazy.
I really want to know if she's okay, first of all.
Yeah.
Her husband's okay. And I really want to know what that thing is.
I don't want to know what that thing is because I'm with them in that I feel like if we talk about it, it gives it like more power. Like generally, like I just, if something creepy happens, I mean, we're doing a podcast. I know.
we're literally talking about it.
I know. But like if it's a personal thing that happens, I mean, aside from the first episode where we talked about the personal thing, like, no, I will ignore it until, like, into oblivion because it's
I've had personal experience. You know how I always told you on the podcast early on that I haven't had any personal experiences?
Yeah.
I feel like I kind of opened myself up to these because I've had some freakish experiences after, especially in the last 2 years.
Wow, I don't know if I want to ask you because I'm scared. There's no doppelganger
experiences, so I won't share in this episode. Maybe in the future. Maybe I'll like share what, at the end of this episode. But
like, what type? Like, is it just like seeing things?
No, I haven't seen anything. Not okay. Yet, but okay, like, okay. I've heard things. Okay. And I've felt things.
Ooh, okay.
I feel like worse.
Yeah, that's way worse.
No, I don't want to see anything either, but you know.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, I'll share at the end of this episode because I think it's going to be done very soon because I only have one more story.
Okay. Yeah.
So my final story is actually from a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll call her Stacy because I told her I wouldn't share her identity. Mm-hmm. I don't know if, you know, she wants that out there, but yeah. Stacy and I work together at my old job. And again, I won't say my old job's name because mm-hmm. Rinky knows, but I don't want to give them any more power than necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But we were just sitting at lunch and we were kind of talking about like creepy things and with mm-hmm. another friend, cause we all like ghost stories. And I was mm-hmm. telling her I'm super into that. So Stacy told me that when she was younger, she and her siblings were sitting on the couch one day and it was across from their kitchen. And like mm-hmm. back in the day, I guess there were swinging doors to her kitchen in that house. And she was kind of just sitting there with her siblings and her siblings were watching TV. And she just noticed like movement on the swinging door.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no one home. So she was beside them. So she was like, that's weird. So she looked up mm-hmm. and peeking from behind the swinging door,
mm-hmm.
she saw her own face. And as soon as she saw it, it darted into the kitchen. So she looked away really quickly because she was really scared. And her siblings, she didn't want to freak them out. And her sister kind of saw her like look away really quickly. And her sister was like, what? What happened?
Mm-hmm.
And then Stacy just kind of shook her head saying no. Like she didn't want to scare her younger. Mm-hmm. She didn't say anything. But yeah, that was one of her experiences. She had another experience later on with her sister that I still have to hear about. She told me she would tell me she still has it. So I will follow up with her on that and get back to you.
Okay.
And obviously she's okay today, knock on wood. She's still here. So she hasn't had something like a crazy happened to her but
I mean that's crazy really freaky
to me that I know someone who had an experience with a doppelganger because I don't know when you see it on like in the internet it's like oh yeah it's the internet
but
when someone you know directly has had that experience I was like oh my god how did you stay calm?
I know. Like the first thing I would have done is like blabbered to like my siblings, even if they're like younger, that this is what happened and like freak them out.
No, but like, that's your younger sibling side coming out.
Okay? I guess.
Because when you're an older sibling, I feel like you don't want to freak them out even though you're freaked out because you know it's going to make it worse.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That's yeah, no, I don't have that instinct at all. I would just cry. Yeah, I guess, I am lucky in that sense, but for sure.
Yeah, okay. But that was all of the stories that I had for doppelgangers.
Nice.
I hope you enjoyed them.
I did.
I know they were super short, so.
Yeah, I like super short episodes. Because, like, you can engage. You can engage in, like, the story more.
Exactly. And I don't know, I believe, and as you know, I believe in everything, so so I believe this. That was
terrifying
for this episode. Well, cool. I hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, I don't really care. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, too.
And you can take it away, Rinky, with our pitch.
Yes, if you have any comments, complaints, or concerns, you can email us at thosedumbghouls@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at @thosedumbghouls. And that's it, right?
That is all, yes.
Okay, yay.
It was perfection.
Awesome.
Well, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.